Today, mortgage stress on the Gold Coast. Hello again, I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to our latest post covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian flavour. Channel 9 asked us to run some analysis in and around the Gold Coast. And they also asked us to include some other postcodes in the analysis too. The story it tells is an interesting one, and also gives us some clues about financial resilience more generally. And that continues our last post. In particular, we mapped in some of our master household segments, which show how uneven mortgage stress is in practice. Now, this is based on our household mortgage stress analysis for Queensland to the end of June. And in the past 3 months, stress has been rising. And when we talk about mortgage stress, we are looking at household income and expenditure on a cash flow basis. Those with a shortfall are deemed to be in stress. And today, around 27% of households across the state are having difficulty managing their repayments, which is slightly below the national average of 30%. However, looking first in detail at the Gold Coast, we also see that mortgage stress is rising, but only in some postcodes. The postcode with the largest number of households in the area is 4226 Robina, where 1,200 households are in mortgage stress, which is around 28% of all borrowing households in the area. Most households here are relatively mature suburban families with high expenses and contained incomes. Coomera, 4209, has just 16% of households in mortgage stress, and most of these are older, more wealthy households, but who are finding costs rising and their incomes severely under pressure. Turning to Surfers Paradise, 4217, 18% or 770 households there are in mortgage stress, and these are mainly younger, affluent households who have bought expensive places, often apartments, and now the costs of their mortgages have risen whilst their incomes remain constrained. This is a recipe for disaster later. And the postcode with the largest number of borrowing households is Narang, 4211, with more than 10,000 households in the district, but only 4.1% are in mortgage stress. And most of these are older households nearing retirement, when income is likely to be more constrained. However, we see a higher risk of default here should mortgage rates rise because of these income constraints. Turning to Coolangatta and the surrounding areas, 4225, here we see a larger number of households under pressure due to lower incomes and higher costs. And we call these households battling urban households. As a result, we estimate that more than 50% or 332 households are in mortgage stress. And in Southport, 4215, where more than 4,800 households are borrowing, only 6% are in difficulty. Here, many households are relatively affluent, and many are planning to or have retired in recent years. However, as a result, some of the incomes may become more constrained down the track, so there are around 80 risking default over the next year or so. And so now looking more broadly in some of the other areas around Brisbane. In Brisbane itself, postcode 4000, around 22% of borrowing households, or 320 households, are in mortgage stress. Most of these young affluent households with large mortgages and often living in high-rise apartments. They paid up big for these, but now their incomes are constrained and costs are rising, and this is a real problem. And over to Logan, 4114, where around 33% of households are in mortgage stress, and that's higher than the Queensland average and equates to about 800 households in the area. Households here are in the mortgage belt, mostly with families and with high living costs as well as their mortgages. And once again, incomes are constrained. We think that more than 30 may default in the next 12 months. And finally to Ipswich, 4305, where there are more than 8,000 borrowing households in what we classify as the disadvantaged fringe area. Many there are battlers with limited incomes, but still have mortgage repayments to meet. And as a result, More than 40% of these are in mortgage stress, which equates to more than 3,200 households, and around 95 may default in the next 12 months. So you can see how mortgage stress varies across the regions and across household segments. My point is, stress is not just confined to the battlers, it's alive and well in more affluent households too. But there are other areas where stress is much, much lower. So it varies by location and type of household. Now this, of course, chimes with our national research, as we reported last week. See the link here. Given the fact that incomes are flat, whilst the cost of living continues to rise, especially electricity, council rates, childcare costs, and school fees, as well as health fund costs, we expect mortgage stress to continue to build. And the prospect of higher mortgage rates down the track makes it even more of a problem. And my advice to those in difficulty is, first, draw up a budget so you know what you're actually spending. We'll cover that in more detail in a subsequent post. And second, remember that banks have an obligation to assist in times of hardship, so talk to them. Don't ignore the problem. It's unlikely to go away on its own. Take action early. If you like what you've heard here today, please like the post and add a comment or question. And if you want to join the growing band of subscribers who receive alerts when we release new posts, do subscribe now. I'm Martin North, the Principal Analyst at Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again next time.